Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about your relationship ecosystem. This is a really beautiful way to look at your community and at your relationships, and a really smart way to look at them too. Because for most of us, we have an unconscious, or for some of us, even a conscious desire to have and find that one perfect person in our life. And maybe it's a romantic partner, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's someone else, but that one person, if we could just find them, that one person who was completely aligned with us, who wanted and was ready and able to meet all of our needs and desires as regards relationships and community, then we would never, ever, 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 ever have to do any work again. We would never be left without feeling like our needs and desires are not being met. And if we could just have their unending loyalty to us, then we could finally feel safe and secure in the context of relationships. This is really the story that is showing up for all of us, either in the background or you're very aware of it up front. And this is why we stay stuck in terms of feeling like we have a supportive, fulfilling community around us who is really supporting us to thrive in terms of our relationship needs and desires. Now, what the truth is we cannot never possibly have one person who meets all of our relationship needs and desires. The truth is also that great relationships are not found in one person or finding the one. They are created. It's something that we have to create together. We have to nurture our relationships. We need to show up with love, with intention, with care, with awareness. And through that active nurturing, which is what I'm effectively calling a conscious relationship, you are then able to create relationships that feel like they get better and deeper over time and also meet our definition of what a successful relationship is, which we talked about in our previous episodes. So a successful relationship is actually built over a number of successful relationships, over a community, over an ecosystem, and they're also met through our conscious approach to nurturing and caring for those relationships. Now, your relationship needs and desires will change over time. Your relationship success and the definition you created for a successful relationship will also change over time. And also, the people in the relationships that you're in, their definition of a successful relationship and their needs and desires will also change over time. So how do we set ourselves up for success? This is exactly why at Relate Higher, we've created the intentional relationship ecosystem concept, and it's also a process and tool that we teach you how to use. The concept is this: we want to look at all of our needs and desires and what we define as successful relationships as an ecosystem, as a community, and we want to approach meeting those definitions and needs and desires through a number of relationships, as well as across a number of different relationship areas in your life. When we look at our relationships in this way, we can get down to the details with this specific relationship area, what do I most need and desire from the people in it? What is my definition for this particular area in terms of success? And we can go even further in terms of the individual people that we are relating with, that we're in relationships with. What are those specific needs and desires that they are meeting? What am I meeting for them? And what is my definition of success for this specific relationship? This is great because it moves you away from feeling like you need to be everything for everyone in your life and expecting that you show up in the same capacity, in the same way for every single person in your life. That is just simply not sustainable. We are all nuanced. We all have different layers of ourselves, and that is a great thing. And different people will bring out those different layers. It doesn't mean that you're being inauthentic because with one specific relationship area or one specific person, you show and explore a different side of yourself. In fact, it's a great thing that you show different sides of yourself with different people. This is beautiful because it means that you're allowing yourself to be nuanced, to be layered, to have different interests, different needs. And then you're also allowing other people to be the same. So when we can get really conscious of what need and desire and what the specific definition of success is for each individual relationship within our ecosystem, we then are able to rely on more people, we're able to let more people in, we're able to reduce our expectations of ourselves and how we show up in each of our individual relationships. And it's actually just way more realistic and sustainable because this is what is happening anyway, whether we're aware of it or not. It's also really helpful because instead of discarding your relationships one after the other in search of this one perfect person that you will hopefully eventually find, you can start meeting the reality that you've probably got a lot of evidence to support, which is that it's not that you need to find the one, it's that we meet people and we then decide, well, is this person able to meet a specific need and desire of mine? And then we're able to work with what is rather than continuing the search for this unicorn person who will also be changing and evolving as we're in relationship. So maybe at the beginning of the relationship, they met absolutely everything and then over time they don't. It's inevitable that they won't, and it's inevitable that you won't either. So this is how we set ourselves up to be unsuccessful in our relationships and also to have an unsustainable approach to our relationships that keep us always in the need for searching for the one, the better person, the person who will finally meet all of our needs and desires. Interestingly, we rarely think of ourselves in the same way, that someone searching for me to be that one person who forever will meet their needs and desires. If you find yourself thinking that way, it might feel romantic for a little bit, but then it'll start to feel really heavy and a big responsibility. And this is what happens in relationships where people feel like they're codependent. Now, remember, at Relate Higher, we think a certain amount of codependency is actually great because codependency, letting people into your life, actually helps you to be more independent. Where it gets heavy is where we feel enmeshed with the person, that we need to be everything to them and they're everything to us. And if anything happens to them or anything happens to us, then we cannot function without them. This is not what we want. We want to be in community of people where together we're supporting each other to thrive. This is such a beautiful way to approach your relationships, and it takes the pressure off everybody in it so that we can show up and come from a place of true generosity and freedom and choice that we want to be here and that this is what we're expressing here. And we still continue to explore our individual relationships and maybe those needs and desires that are being expressed change over time. So there's still the possibility for new layers within the relationship and new depth. But it's not needing to be everything to everyone because that's unrealistic and it really doesn't feel good. So I want you to think about your intentional relationship ecosystem as something that you are creating and also cultivating over time. So there are two parts to the relationship ecosystem, and you need to apply your consciousness, which is, remember, intention, love, and awareness, to both of these two parts. The first part is you want to make sure your community, your relationship ecosystem, is meeting your needs and desires for relationship and community. Now, if there's an absence of those desires or needs being met, the first place we're always looking at is ourselves. Where am I not meeting this need or desire within myself? That's all about creating a conscious relationship with yourself, which we will be diving into further throughout the podcast. And then the second aspect is then, well, if I'm meeting it for myself as best as I can, And what do I want in terms of relationships and having that need and desire further expressed and explored? This is beautiful because we can only go so far with ourselves. And then through a relationship, we're able to explore that particular layer to ourselves even more. So we're noticing where the gaps are. And rather than discarding the current people in your life because they're not meeting all of your needs and desires, instead we're noticing the gaps and asking ourselves, well, is there a current relationship in my life who has the capacity to meet this need and desire? When I say capacity, I mean that, well, one, you can see that they could meet that desire, but also that they want to meet that desire too. And this might involve a conversation, or it might just be you reflecting on your experiences of relating with that person to date. Or is a new community member needed in my relationship ecosystem to keep it functioning really well and to have me feeling really fulfilled by my relationship ecosystem and community? This then allows space for someone else to come into the container, and then you know what you're looking for as well. As you go out there and meet people, you're looking for someone who can really join you in meeting this need and desire. And of course, always in relationship, we're also asking ourselves, well, what am I meeting for this person? Maybe it's the same need and desire, or maybe it's different. You're each complementing each other in a different, unique way. So you want to be really aware of what that is for you so that you can deepen into that aspect of yourself when you're with them, rather than trying to be everything to the person in front of you, or even simply trying to give what you're receiving from the relationship, but that actually isn't something that they really desire. Now, we can see this even in the area of love languages. You've probably all heard about the 5, now 6 love languages. And for some of us, we're a match in terms of that love language. But for most of us, we actually have different love languages. And then even within us, we have a love language that we enjoy giving and a love language that we enjoy receiving. So it's really important to be able to distinguish what the difference is so that you're not trying to just give back the thing that you enjoy receiving. Instead, you're really being aware that there is another person here and there's something that they're getting from me that I'm actually happy to give here. And maybe it's giving both the thing that you love as well as the thing that they're really wanting. This is just going to make your connection so much deeper, and it allows you to give from a place of generosity as well as receive from a place of generosity. And then that's going to feel more reciprocal rather than needing to do the same thing, which then just feels like a pointless exchange. So that's the first part of it. We want to look at our community and ecosystem, and we want to notice where the gaps are. Can I have people who are already in my community help me to meet this, or do I need new community members? And then the second part of your intentional relationship ecosystem is recognizing that the ecosystem itself is built up and supported through the individual relationships you have with each person. So the better relationship I have with one person in the group, the better the whole community will thrive. And the reason for this is that you are having that need and desire met through that one relationship, and then therefore you're not trying to seek it in your other relationships. Now, for this to work though, you always have to start with yourself. You've got to be meeting your own needs and desires and being the embodiment of those needs and desires to the best of your ability. Now, this is an ongoing process and work. You don't need to be perfect at it. You just need to be aware of it and focused on it and doing your best at this moment in time to embody that, so that you're not coming from a place where you're just hoping that other people do something that you're not even doing for yourself. Now, with that as the basis, then in your individual relationships, as you put your attention and awareness and love into nurturing each individual relationship for what it's here to give both you and the other person, this then allows you in the context of your community to feel more fulfilled, which is great for the whole community itself. And obviously it's great for the other people who are in the community too, because they are feeling cared for as individuals and then part of this community that is supporting each other in different ways. So in order to do that, this is where the conscious relationship container and approach comes into play. When you understand how to nurture and care for your relationships through using an intentional, loving, and aware approach, which is the conscious relationship container and process that I'm teaching you here on the Relate Higher podcast, you are then able to better check in throughout the evolution of your individual relationships to understand, well, is this need and desire actually being met? If it's not, what do we need? What am I meeting for them? How are these needs and our definitions of success and desires changing over time? And then we keep checking in and being with where we are and then allowing this beautiful relationship to continue to grow and evolve and for both of us to experience it and for it to take us somewhere else that we could never have imagined initially. That is what is possible through having systems and tools that support your relationships individually to thrive. And that's what you'll be learning here on the podcast. So again, in terms of the relationship ecosystem, we're using the three different elements of the Relate Higher framework for creating successful, thriving, conscious relationships, which are being in conscious relationship with the other people in the ecosystem. We are stepping in and cultivating a conscious relationship with ourselves. And we're also meeting the phase of the overall relationship cycle that we're in right now with each individual person in our ecosystem consciously. This is what allows the overarching ecosystem to thrive. So I want you to think about, in terms of the first part, which is recognizing that it takes a community and not an individual person to feel truly fulfilled in your relationships and in your community, you want to ask yourself, are there needs and desires that are not being met right now that I could find someone within my community to cultivate and nurture those needs and desires with? Or is there space for someone new to come into my community? And now I know who it is I'm looking for and what we'll be working on together in terms of my needs and desires. And then, of course, asking yourself, what do they need and desire here that I wouldn't mind also giving them? And then the second part is recognizing that we need systems and tools in the overarching ecosystem to have it thriving well as a community, and that is built on your individual relationships. And those individual relationships are nurtured through the three elements that I've shared here, which are part of the Relate Higher framework for creating successful, thriving, conscious relationships. All right, we'll leave it there, and I'll see you in our next episode. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.